to Valley of the Sunset, a Vampire the Masquerade V5 Chronicle set in Phoenix, Arizona. And tonight we are beginning with Jeffy in quite a predicament. Jeffy, you find yourself coming to your senses, regaining control over your body and your mind. The beast recedes into the back of your thoughts, satisfied for now with the dark deed that you just committed. You were covered in blood. You were standing in puddled blood on the tile floor. It is spattered on the walls across the mirror. You were not careful or neat in this feeding. And at your feet, slumped over, lying in a crumpled pile, is the corpse of the man that you just murdered. What is Jeffy's immediate reaction as you come to your senses?
So I think the camera is like sort of over Jeffy's shoulder, right? From behind. And you see him like hunched over all feral, just going, oh, and then he sort of straightens. Hell. Oh no. Oh, hell. Oh, not tonight. Oh, not this week. Oh, hell. And he just sort of like starts pacing. You hear like the sound of footsteps in like a bloody puddle. Like, oh, hell. Oh no. Oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble. Oh, hell. Miss Eloise. She's going to punish me. She's going to punish Mama. Oh God. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? And then he kind of like snaps up and like looks away from the corpse to the closed door behind him and is just like, oh, fuck, Foxglove. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Them hunters are still there. Oh, but I got this body. And then does he notice that, like, the person has the key to the bathroom?
Yes, yeah.
So he'll pick it up and just kind of, like, put it in his pocket for a minute. Like, okay, well, oh, shit, oh. Oh, hell.
It is bloodied up.
Yeah, of course obviously. It is. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, no, no. All right. Okay, hold on. Calm down, Jeffy. Think it through. Man, he looks heavy. Can't do it on your own. Foxglove needs help. Oh, fuck. I need help. Oh, hell. And then he pulls out his phone. And I think he dials Foxglove. He's not going to text. He's going to just call and hope that she picks up.
It rings for what feels like an agonizing length of time before eventually you hear first the sound of thumping bar music and Foxglove's voice. Hey, Jeffy, what's up?
Oh, Foxglove, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to hear your voice. you need to get the fuck out of there, like, right now.
Yeah, what's going on? You have a bad time? I haven't seen you, actually, in a while, but I've been a little bit busy.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I got snatched by a bunch of dudes that are not friendly to our social group, if you catch my drift. And well, I ran away, and just in case they catch anybody from our club, I think you need to get the fuck out of there, like right now.
Whoa, Jeffy, you ran away? I have no idea what you're talking about, but just tell me where you are. I'll come pick you up.
I'm at the, the Shell station. It's like, you know, and he gives the like highway that he ran down and the exit that he ran off of. Do I remember when the beast is in control? Do I have any recollection of those things?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think at the very least, it's going to require a check.
Okay.
Of your intelligence and your insight, I think. How well do you know your beast?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's sated. He would raise the blood. This is an important thing. He needs Foxglove. And he doesn't get hungrier, still at zero.
Very nice. Very nice.
So that's going to be a total of 7 dice, no hungries. 3 successes?
3 successes is enough for you to remember where you are in relation to the bar.
So Jeffy kind of walks her through like, oh man, it's so hazy. I was in the throes of the beast and I just got out of there. But I went down, blah, blah, blah. And I turned left on blah, blah, blah. And it's this gas station.
You didn't make it far at all. Yeah, I'll be there in, I'm almost finished here. I got a little bit of business myself to wrap up, but I'll meet you in say 15.
All right. Just so you know, I made a bit of a mess getting out of there. So, you'll see.
All right. I still don't know what you're talking about, Jeffy, but I'll see you soon. Okay.
Yeah. Just be careful. Be real careful there, Foxglove, please.
Yeah, I'm always careful, Jeffy. And click, the call ends. So, Jeffy, roughly 15 minutes. What are you doing in this time? It's just after midnight. So the gas station isn't too busy. You seem to be a lone attendant working inside.
I feel like Jeffy, you know, he's really hoping nobody tries to come use this bathroom in the meantime. And he's just like using the paper towel dispenser to like mop up and scrape down as much of the like blood as he can.
Mm-hmm. It's not doing much.
No, but like he's kind of in a panic and just fixated on, oh boy, gotta do what I can. Oh God. Oh man. Like wet paper towels on the mirror and just smearing it around. Like he probably puts a bunch down on the floor to try to soak up the puddle. It doesn't do much, but like he's just kind of doing something. He doesn't want to leave this bathroom until like he knows Foxglove is on the other side. So he's just doing ineffectual random cleaning.
All right. So while you're doing this, roll for me your wits and your awareness.
Oh boy. Dull crit. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes.
7 successes. It's quiet out here. So it's very obvious to you as you're mopping up the blood when another car pulls into the station. You hear footsteps across the pavement into the store. A few moments later, back out. Footsteps on the pavement again. This time heading around to your direction, to where the bathrooms are.
Do they like knock on the door or anything?
I just want to know, are you doing anything to set the scene before they knock on the door? I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna like lurk by the door so that when it opens, whoever's there just sees me immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's so risky. But yeah, and just be like, forget what you saw.
All right. So,
that's so risky.
The footsteps draw closer. There is a knock at the door. They try the handle. You hear the sound of the clearing of a man's throat. A deep, kind of gruff ahem. And another knock at the door.
It's a tough choice. Yeah, I guess the like least sketchy thing to do would just to be call out. Oh, sorry, occupied.
All right, so roll your wits and your subterfuge.
And again, I will rouse the blood because Jeffy knows he's not a good liar. Still not hungrier.
Very good.
Only 2 successes this time.
2 successes. You hear an irritated voice from the other side of the door. Come on, buddy. I really got to go. Hurry up in there. And another impatient knock at the door.
All right. Well, Jeffy tried the subtle way So I guess all he has left to do is he'll go to the door, and he won't open it all the way. He'll just peek his head out, and he'll just go like, "I'm in here. How about you forget about it?"
So when you peek your head out, you are staring face to face with a Phoenix police officer. But as you look him, lock eyes with him, tell him to forget about it. He shakes his head in a bit of a daze and walks away.
Immediately close the door. And then Jeffy just starts pacing even more furiously, like, "Oh, hell, oh, I'm so fucked. Oh, goddamn it. Oh, shit. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, boy, I don't want to have to fucking kill a cop. I haven't killed a cop since I was fucking..." Nah, he's never killed a cop.
You do eventually hear the sound of a motor starting, car driving away, presumably the officer. And you're left alone with the body again, Jeffy. That was a close call.
Oh, hell. Oh, my. Oh, man. Ugh. Why are these knights so mean to me? I don't understand. I'm just trying to be a good boy. I can't fucking do anything right. And then he's just, like, gonna go in a spiral of, like, self-loathing, basically.
And as you're spiraling, there is another softer knock at the door. And a familiar voice. "Hey, Jeffy, you in there?" It's Foxglove.
Oh, Foxglove. And then again, like, the door just opens enough for his head to peek out and be like, "Anyone around? Anyone around?"
No, I think we're safe. The guy inside's watching TV right now. He didn't even notice me come up. I parked just down the block.
And he grabs her forearm and, like, pulls her in. Come on. I'm in so much trouble.
Immediately, like, you pull her in and she kind of, like, steps into the puddle of blood. "Oh, fuck, Jeffy, what did you do?"
I didn't mean it. It was an accident. I had those guys and they were on me and one of them tried to, like, burn me or something. And I couldn't help it. The beast took over.
Oh, she's, like, holding her nose, even though she doesn't really have to breathe. Just kind of the instinctual, you know, mortal or even thin blood reflexes kicking in. "It smells like a butcher shop in here."
"Listen, when I lose it, I really fucking lose it. I don't need criticisms right now. I just need solutions. I don't know what to do. I'm not strong enough to carry this guy. I don't have any fucking disciplines that can help me get somebody to, like, not..." Foxglove, "I don't know what to do."
"Okay. Well, I can pull my car up close to the bathroom on the side over here, and we can get this guy out of here, but I can't clean this up."
"I mean, as long as there's not a body, it's not a masquerade breach, right? And so, I mean, as long as we get rid of this guy."
"Yeah, I guess that's how it works, yeah."
I just can't have... I tried to lick the wound closed, but it was too late. He was already dead, and he's got these big old holes in his neck, and I just don't know what to do. And can we just get rid of this guy? I don't want to get your car all bloody."
It's fine, Jeffy. It's what we have to do. We can't leave him here."
"I don't want to get beat up by Miss Eloise again."
"No, so we'll make sure she doesn't ever have to find out about this."
"You do that? You do that for me?"
"Well, if you get in trouble and it's like a masquerade breach, we all get in trouble, right?"
Yeah, that's how it works.
"So, I don't want to get in trouble. I just got here."
"Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. No matter what, Foxglove, you're here to help me out. I'll make sure if anything happens, it'll come down on me. Don't you worry."
"All right, so hang tight. I'm going to go pull my car around. Get this guy ready. I know you can't carry him by yourself, but get him ready to quickly pull out of here.
Yeah, all right.
And while we're here, you might as well go ahead and fuck up the wound and fuck the face up a little bit.
Oh, hell.
I'll leave you to that.
Oh,
just
God.
Smash it on the tile a few times.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Oh, God. Okay, fine. Yeah. He's dead anyway, right? Oh.
And with that, Foxglove is gone.
So as she goes to, get her car, I think Jeffy, he hooks his finger into the two fang marks and, pulls to tear the skin open and maybe, tries to do a little bit more of a gap so it's, a torn throat kind of situation instead of a bite mark. Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah, he just drags the body over to the sink and bashes the face in against the sink. And mm-hmm. you just hear him oh, God. Oh, it's so gross. It's oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Truly, truly vile work, Jeffy.
But at the same time, I think he would expect to be a little bit more perturbed by it. He maybe has a moment of introspection where he's like, why isn't this making me feel worse than it does?
Yeah, you're doing what's necessary, and there's a larger part of you now that understands and accepts that this is just the way life's going to be. You can't ever get rid of the beast, and over the years, over the decades, and eventually over the centuries, these incidents will occur, and they'll rack up, and every single time you'll have to do what needs to be done to preserve the masquerade.
And then he just drags the body over to right next to the door, right? Probably back against the wall, legs towards the door, so that whenever Foxglove comes back, we can just grab arms and legs and toss him into the car.
And you do hear the engine idling outside. Foxglove knocks at the door. All right, Jeffy, let's go.
All right, I'll get the legs. You get the hands.
Door opens. She hefts the body out with you. She hits a button on her key fob, and the trunk pops open. And Jeffy, to your shock, there's already another body in the trunk.
One, two, what the fuck?
You recognize him from the bar. He was one of the guys who was with the Hunter's crew. Not the main guy with the tattoos and the Jesus powers, but one of his boys. And he's dead.
He was one of, I don't, oh man, oh hell, oh, I don't, and Jeffy's kind of spiraling.
Foxglove puts a hand on Jeffy's shoulder. Jeffy, I need you to get a grip. We'll talk about it later. I'll explain everything.
Yeah. You're right. Quick now.
We have to get out of here now. And Eloise can never find out about this for either of us.
Yeah. Let's just fucking leave. Let's go.
You dump the body into the trunk alongside Foxglove's kill.
Yep. Close the bathroom door. Take the key with me.
Mm-hmm. Foxglove slams the trunk close, hops into the driver's seat. And as soon as you climb in, she speeds away into the night.
And then Jeffy's as we're driving, oh hell, Foxglove, that's one of those guys. That's one of the fucking, oh boy. Oh, Foxglove, they were like hunters or
what?
Something. I don't know.
Jeffy, what are you talking about?
All right. Start from the beginning. All right. I was,
wait,
do you
know that guy?
No, but he, okay. All right. So, well, I was in there, I was trying to find, you know, a mark, and well, I thought, you know, I'm pretty good at darts. Maybe I'd make friends with somebody. And then I threw a dart and got a bullseye, and everyone got all pissed off at me. And then this one guy, he was real big, real strong, way stronger than me. He just grabbed me and he was like, "Hey, you're a vampire." And he tried to put his like crucifix on me, and it made me all scared. And that's why I fucking ran away. And this was one of his dudes. This is one of his dudes.
Jeffy, that's how did a crucifix? I thought this wasn't like the movies.
Yeah, well, so did I. But all I know is that he was going to put it on my forehead, and then it made me freak out. It made me freak out. And, oh, and by the way, I tried to fucking wipe his memory so he didn't know I was there, and it didn't fucking work. I that's never happened to me before.
Foxglove looks genuinely perturbed for a moment. Jeffy, we have to tell Eloise about this. I mean, not that part, and she kind of gestures towards the trunk, but I mean, is that a thing? Are like vampire hunters? I mean, I know they're a thing, but like, I didn't think they had like powers.
I'd never ever encountered anything like that before. It was real fucking scary. I'm so used to regular mortals. You wave your hand, they forget shit. It's like Star Wars. This guy he just grinned at me and he fucking clocked me as a vampire. And then he tried to put his crucifix on my face, and I had to run away.
Okay. But what does my guy have to do with your guy?
I don't know. Does he have tattoos? Anything like religious or something?
I mean, he's got tattoos. He's not really religious. He used to date my friend Rachel.
Oh. Has he ever been to jail?
Oh, yeah. He's not a good dude. I've been kind of stalking him for a while now.
Like for food?
Yeah, like for food. And like to kill.
Oh. Just like for fun?
No, more like for revenge.
All right. Yeah, okay. I mean, revenge is good sometimes, I guess. And well, okay. That guy, the one that freaked me out, he had all these prison tats, right? Sort of like Jesus-y prison tats. And something about that crucifix, man. Like, are you sure this guy doesn't have a bunch of religious shit on his body?
I didn't check everywhere.
All right. Well, we got to get rid of him anyway. We should maybe look. By the way, I don't know. Shep, I need Shep. Shep knows where to get rid of bodies.
Well, how are you going to get in contact with Shep without Eloise knowing? And you don't need Shep, but I'll take you to my spot.
You got a spot. Little old foxglove. Yeah. Sweet little foxglove.
This is not my first rodeo, Jeffy.
Huh. Okay, foxglove. You know what? You bail me out, I'm gonna trust you. Because I do trust you. How about you show me your spot? And we'll check this guy out when we get there. Is it safe? Is it a safe spot?
Oh, you'll see. Oh, and she stares straight ahead at the highway, giving a coy smile to no one in particular, showing her bared fangs. After a long half hour or so driving in the car, just driving out into the desert, truly to the middle of nowhere, driving in silence, Foxglove speaks again. Do you know Jason told me I have to shut down my modeling business?
Well, I guess that makes sense when you're, you know, thin blood. They don't care so much what you do, but now that you're full bore kindred, yeah.
It was kind of the last piece I had of my mortal life. Do you know what I mean, Jeffy?
I know what you mean, probably a little bit better than you know.
I mean, I don't know, for you, you've still got your mom around.
For now.
Well, if you play your cards right, forever, right?
Yeah. Miss Eloise, though. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
But that was it, Jeffy. That was my last piece. I could take some pictures, I could put on a cute costume, and I could pretend like things were still a little bit normal. What's the use of being eternally young and eternally beautiful if I have to hide away from the world?
Well, I mean, and this is just, you know, my personal view, but you don't have to hide away from the world. You just can't do it on the internet, you know? Internet's trouble anyway. They got all those, you know, all those communities that are dicks, you know, like they just tell you what's wrong and they never tell you what's right. Like, you don't need that.
I don't know, Jeffy. I mean, kindred are dicks too. And now they're like the only people I can hang out with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean, but, well, I mean, you got me. I won't be a dick to you.
I appreciate that, Jeffy, but I know every kindred's got a pretty big dick inside of them. And while I appreciate the sentiment, we're all monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you got, you know, anybody who's mortal still that is important to you, let me just tell you, if you want to ghoul them, make sure you check it with Ms. Eloise first, because, well, you don't want to go through.
No, I don't think I'm interested in doing that. I think it's better this way. But at the same time, I can feel the rage inside of me. Those sons of bitches that stole my life from me.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to Melinda for saving me, for bringing me back. But at the same time, Jeffy, I kind of hate her too.
Oh, man. I mean, listen, I can't relate. I don't know exactly what your embrace was. Everyone's is different, you know. Mine was a little, well, it was unexpected, but I don't know. I never, let me just put it this way. Either you can get on with it or you can just fucking go out into the sun. And I spent every night since hell. Oh, man. Since I got by Dr. Bakersfield, I just spend that time thinking, you know, do I want to end or do I want to go on? And so far, go on has won out. And it sucks. Sometimes you get all your bones broken, but at least, you know, for the most part, you're free from all that bullshit back in the mortal world. I don't know what you grew up like, but, you know, my life wasn't that great. I had kind of a shitty run of it. Now at least I get to decide what happens to me, or try to decide what happens to me.
Maybe your life, I'm sorry your life before wasn't great, but I had my whole life ahead of me, Jeffy. My career was on the rise. I was going to move to LA. I was going to be an actress. And that all ended because of dicks like that guy in the back of my car right now.
What did happen to you? How? No offense, but you don't seem like the type that Melinda would choose. I know there's something going on there. What happened, Foxglove?
I was involved with some shady business partners, and we were out at a club one night. They were drinking, I was drinking, and we got into an argument and it got really fucking heated. It was about money. I found out that they were taking a larger cut of my earnings than we agreed upon, and for some fucking reason, I chose that night to confront him about it. He shot me, Jeffy. He shot me right in the fucking parking lot of that club. And Melinda, for God knows what fucking reason, was there. And she chose to intervene. I guess she'd been watching me or something, like Kindred do. I was someone that she was like in some fucking weird fucked up way. And so she was like watching me that night. And for some fucking reason, she chose to bring me over to give me the embrace. But she fucked that up too. I wasn't even really one of the Kindred, because her blood wasn't as strong as she thought it was. And now I'm here. Jason found a way. And it doesn't feel any better. The only thing that makes it feel better, Jeffy, is carving up dickheads like that. And she gestures to the trunk of the car.
You know what, Foxglove? Fucked up as it is, I get it. We all need something to get us, you know, off the ground at night, as it were. And I tell you what, you know, prestidigitation, whatever it is, boons and banes, whatever. You stick by me, and you know what? I'll stick by you. If this is what keeps you going at night, and you're just now fucking joining the full blood Kindred special, I'll back you up. I'll help you out. But you know I fuck up all the time too, like, maybe you can help me out as well. We'll be a little gruesome twosome.
I like that, Jeffy. Yeah, I'll teach you what I've learned, and you can help me out. I'm sure you have your own insights. How many have you killed over the years?
You mean since I've been, like, doing my own thing, or just, like, since ever?
I mean, did you kill before you were Kindred?
Well, I mean, I was never convicted.
So what's your body count?
Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, Foxglove, I have a hard time telling. Just everybody looks the same to me, and they all kind of blend together.
That's funny. So you, it doesn't even matter to you. Well, I mean, feel like that over time. I mean, you've been like this for almost a decade, right?
Yeah, just thereabouts. I don't know. I have a hard time connecting with people, and well, it makes it a little easier, I guess. Especially if I'm in trouble, which I'm pretty much always in trouble.
So you mostly do it, like, on accident, like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not. I don't know, I just, like, lose control of myself, and then bing, bang, boom, hey, there's a lot of blood everywhere.
Do you ever think this wouldn't happen if you channeled it better?
Maybe. I just don't know how to do that. Nobody really taught me. I just kind of picked it up as I went.
Maybe it's just not in your nature, Jeffy. Well, at any rate, you have a deal. If you're ever in trouble like this, give me a call. I'll come help you out. And you keep my secret. Don't tell anybody where I hide the bodies.
Oh, no way. No how. Cross my heart, hope to die there, Foxglove.
And you continue to drive on into the desert for probably another half hour or so. Foxglove pulls off the highway, drives off-road for another good 15, maybe even 20 minutes before she pulls to a stop. All right, we're here. There's nothing around, nothing for miles. Even the highway you can't see in the distance.
Seems like as good a spot as any, I guess. Wow.
So you gonna give me a hand, or do I have lug
these guys around? You got shovels?
She hops out of the car. She does indeed have shovels. She passes one to you, and you see that she'd already, earlier in the evening, lined the trunk of her car in a thick vinyl tarp. Clear vinyl. And she begins rolling the bodies up. You hear the screech of a roll of tape as she duct tapes the vinyl closed. And a loud, hard thud as the gruesome package hits the sand. Yeah, so I think right here should be good. I think we have plenty of time to dig down deep enough before we have to worry about getting back to the hotel for, you know, sunrise.
Yeah. Best we get started pretty late already.
Do you converse as you dig? Or is this a quiet, grim, solemn task?
Yeah, we converse. I think, maybe 5-10 minutes, they're like ankle deep in a hole, right? Jeffy just kind of offhandedly says, like, so, you met Mama?
Yeah, she seems really nice.
Yeah, she's all right. I don't know. Did Eloise tell you anything about what she means to do? I found where they are, her and Molly, and well, Eloise didn't seem all happy about it, and then well, she told me I should have asked, which I did, and I don't know. Do you know, is she safe?
After what Eloise did to you, Jeffy, I'm really not so sure anymore.
But I mean, I fixed it. She's all ghouled up, you know? Like, surely that's got to count for something.
I think if it served Eloise's interests or were to preserve her reputation, she would kill your mother in an instant. And I think the same goes for Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, then why'd she even bring that little girl in? Like, I still don't understand why that happened. We've had her in the fucking rooms for what now, a week and a half? I thought she said it was just supposed to be a couple days, and now we're dealing with just like, she's the sheriff now. She's supposed to fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know her reasons. I assume she owed someone a favor. And you know how that goes. It's been drilled into me how that goes.
Yeah, man, I never. Who knows? Fucking goddamn heart attack. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? You got Molly. You care about her. I got my mama. Just like, I don't know. Couldn't stand a loser.
Do we really have to live like this, Jeffy? Watched all the time, told what to do by people who could never possibly fucking understand what our lives are like.
Well, I mean, it's for safety. You know, as long as you're under the tower, you're kept safe.
Kept safe from who, Jeffy? It seems like we could be put to the torch, put to the sunlight at any fucking second, any step out of line. Anything we say, the prince or the sheriff or who the fuck ever doesn't like.
Well, that's why you gotta be a good boy. You just always have to be a good boy. Don't step out of line, be a good boy.
And that's the trap, isn't it? Because you could never possibly be a good boy. Because you have a monster raging inside of you.
I think that kind of makes Jeffy withdraw. He just kind of shakes his head like, no, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. I've always been a good boy. I'm a good boy. Good boy. I'm a good boy.
Foxglove shakes her head. And he finished the dig in silence. When you're deep enough, you drop the two corpses in. Cover them over with the sand until there's no evidence at all of your dark deeds this night. And as the moon is setting low, the night is growing to a close. You drive off down the same lonely highway back to the Bella Muerte, making it just in time to avoid the dawn. And you turn in for the night, settling in for your day sleep. Only you and Foxglove know what evil deeds you've committed tonight.